party line team.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Giving you the time from the studio clock.
It's 9 o'clock now.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
What does it mean to truly be part of the community? Is it the street you live on, or maybe the school your kids attend? At Encompass Credit Union, they've been asking themselves this every day since their founding in 1953. It's why they try so hard to be the kind of neighbor you'd like to have next door. That means offering financial services that meet you where you are for all of life's needs. Because when you're in one of the communities they call home, you'll always be their top priority. Visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can be your neighbor.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
It's graduation season at Casper Media Group, and HoosierlandTV.com will be carrying multiple area graduations. On Friday night, it's Western High School at 7 o'clock. On Saturday morning, it's Clinton Central High School at 10 o'clock. And on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, it's Rossville High School. The Western High School graduation coverage on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Encompass Credit Union and Wampler Services Incorporated. Coverage of Clinton Central High School's graduation will be brought to you by Encompass Credit Union, and coverage of Rossville's high school graduation is brought to you by Encompass Credit Union and Wampler Services Incorporated. Check out HoosierlandTV.com for all the coverage of area graduations, a community reminder from your friends at Casper Media Group and WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
All right. Welcome back to the Party Line on 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits, with Todd Berryman and Melissa Miller, and our guest Andy Slifer coming up here in just a minute. I do want to mention very quickly the WILO Party Line presented by ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and BoonCountyDailyNews.com, as well as our Big Deals page where you can save money now and always 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Also, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Big Deals, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, and TC Trailers here on WILO. And I mentioned Melissa and also our guest Andy Slifer from the Red Barn Summer Theater Series filling us in about upcoming stuff. And we also do have a caller on the line that Andy is going to be interacting with as well. Fill us in about, or would you rather have her fill us in about herself?
Well,
I've known Charlie. We went to school together.
And her name's Charlie Davis.
Charlie Davis, yes. And Charlie is a performer. I'll let her tell a little more about herself, but she's coming home to Frankfurt this Saturday night to entertain us at a free concert at the library, at the Red Barn.
It's a reflex.
That's right.
Because you used to do, we mentioned off air, you used to do library concerts.
Right. So we're having a two-part event this weekend, and I'll go to the second part first since Charlie's on the phone. But from 6 to 9 Saturday evening, we're having a free concert. Charlie and her partner, Will Devitt. I think I pronounced that right. Did I, Charlie?
Devitt.
Okay, Devitt. They're going to perform for us out at the library on the lawn. Everyone is welcome. We hope that some people that Charlie knew from high school, she attended Frankfurt High School, graduated in 1974. We're hoping a lot of people that knew Charlie or didn't know Charlie or don't know Charlie, but we want everybody to come out and enjoy. We have been working on the grounds out there and trying to make them look as lovely as they can. Bring your lawn chair and your blanket, and come hear some great music from 6 to 9 Saturday. Also the cellar, which is, our wine and beer, venue at the library, or I did it again, the Red Barn, is going to be open, so you will have adult beverages. There will also be some other beverages available. I think they are also going to have what they call barn boxes, which are little snack boxes that they have out there. So
sold me.
Yeah. So it's free, everybody. So come on out and listen to Charlie. She is amazing. So,
and Charlie, welcome aboard. You're on the party line officially here on WILO with Todd Berryman and Melissa Miller. I hope you're doing okay this morning.
I am, and it's WILO, the soundscape of my youth. It's just it's really fun to be on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very it's interesting because there are people who I run into in radio and they'll go, WILO, I don't know that one. And I'm like, well, we were the ones that broke the ban on Louie Louie by the Kingsmen with the governor. And they go, oh, that station.
I was probably listening. I mean, I was thinking this morning, seriously, WILO was really very important as a child, hearing all this pop music and rock and roll. It was my first, you know, glimpse into that world. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, very likewise. I'm sorry. I keep ducking my microphone so that people don't hear my pen scratching in the background. Make note to call Russ about whatever the about is. So since the two of you know each other, if you'd like to kind of give us some direction on this, Andy or Charlie, how long have the two of you known each other?
Since high school.
Yeah, since high school.
And I'm having my 50th reunion this year, so...
Yikes.
That's... I know.
You don't I thought, look like you should be having a
I was 12 when I graduated.
Yeah.
And pigs fly.
Yeah. No, Andy and I did some running around together.
Yes.
But yeah, I always tell audiences that I was 7 when Willie and I got together to start playing music. So
there you go.
Child prodigies were you.
Yeah. That's right. But so, no, we're so excited to come up to the Red Barn. It's a very special place to me. And our problem is we're trying to narrow down what songs to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing quite a bit of original music, which obviously is our own, and then we do some covers, and we were talking yesterday and naming all these songs. I don't know. We must know, 120 songs. I mean, mm-hmm. So many. So we're trying to narrow it down, which is difficult.
What's the most surprising cover version you play? Like people go, wow, I didn't expect them to whip out Louie Louie, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think we do some Adele. And when I first brought this to Willie, he was like, we can't do that. I was like, well, yes, we can, and we do it, and people really like it. We do Here Comes the Rain, Annie Lennox. We do such a wide range of things, everything from Johnny Cash to Hoagy Carmichael to Jason Mraz to the Beatles. We cover it all because we like all kinds of music. So I think people do really appreciate the variety that they hear when they come to see us.
Now, you said you graduated in 1974 from Frankfort. Did you get involved early into the theater in school?
Absolutely, yes. My family moved to Frankfort when I was almost 5 years old. My father taught art and psychology in Noblesville, and Frankfort schools, they hired him to be what was called the Dean of Boys back then. It's basically the guidance counselor for the boys, and it was such short notice we did not have time to find a house, so the community schools owned the land where the high school is now, and there was an old farmhouse there, so we moved into that old farmhouse and were there for a few months. They charged us $1 a month to live there.
Wow.
Yeah, we were only there till spring. I remember watching the bulldozers come down the driveway and thought, oh, I think it's time we should maybe go. But yeah, all in grade school, my first time on stage was Mrs. Caldwell's third grade, my iconic performance of Cinderella. But then in high school, I was involved in all the musicals in the theater department out there all 3 years of high school. And then going into my junior year, I was one of, I believe, four or five high school students that were auditioned and picked to go out to start working at the barn. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was a barn. The first couple weeks were spent scraping things off the walls and cleaning up hay, and I thought, boy, this is glamorous. This is what I want to do.
Large.
Yeah.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Yes, it was the glamour of it all. But so, I've been involved in theater and performing. And then, of course, I came to Bloomington and was in the theater department, and not long after that, not to go too much into my own personal weeds, but I was diagnosed with something called retinitis pigmentosa, mm-hmm. which now I am blind. I have two of my three brothers also have this, and I thought, you know, not a lot of opportunities for blind actresses. So
this is a hereditary thing.
It is a hereditary thing, yes, yes. And so then I kind of switched over to singing and writing music, and that's how I became out of the theater and onto the musical performance stage.
If I can get a little extra insight, and I'm sorry to horn in on your time here, Andy, can you give me a sense of how you write music in, I'm assuming you use Braille?
No, I do not. A very, very small percentage of visually impaired people use Braille. There's such, I have a talking computer, talking iPad, talking phone, and of course I used to just write in notebooks, page after page. But now I write a lot in my head, and when I get some lyrics going, I'll go to my computer, to my WordPad, and write those down. But it definitely has changed the creative process. But
Do you have a feeling that your memory has gotten stronger in that process because you have to carry some of the stuff to your head until you can get to a computer and render it?
Well, that's really interesting because I think my background in theater, I really, that memory muscle, mm-hmm. memorizing scripts, I think that has been vitally important to me at this stage of my life because I do have an easy time memorizing things, and I think it is because of my background of memorizing scripts. And the memory thing, I was joking to Willie the other day, as we age, I said, at some point, I may become the best improvisational singer you've ever heard because I might not remember the words.
The next Ella Fitzgerald right
That's
here in the
right.
Hoosier
State. Yeah. Who knows what's going to come out of my mouth. But, people have been saying that for years. So
yeah. Well, it sounds like this is going to be a wonderful performance at the Red Barn Theater. And Andy, again, what is the time and date on this?
It's June 3rd, this is Saturday, mm-hmm. and it's 6 to 9 in the evening. Again, it's free. Mm-hmm. Bring your lawn chair, your blanket. One thing that I want to ask Charlie is, do you remember any of your songs from either the barn or high school? She was in Godspell and South Pacific in high school.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And
that's both sides of the spectrum there.
Yeah. And also Can-Can and Finian's Rainbow.
Right.
And the answer to your question is no.
Michael Clausen asked me to see if you remembered any of that.
I'm sorry. I don't want to call out our discussion on memory we just had a few minutes ago.
We are talking way back.
This is fair.
If I could listen to them minute, I would, but yeah. There's no way I can call them up. I mean, you
You'd
know,
need to pry.
And going to wash that man right out of my hair. I mean, yeah, I could do it, but
yeah.
Tell Michael, or I will tell him, those aren't the songs I've really been focusing on this week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my problem is my problem is that it will invariably segue into a commercial, so I'll be singing, "'Cause I'm a woman, Anjali," and then I can never remember the rest of the actual lyric.
Well, the thing was, Charlotte, she performed in Can-Can, and I did all the costumes for Can-Can.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Yeah, that
now
was.
Now that's patience.
Yeah, it was a big that was a big job. And Martin Henderson, that was the director, he and I were talking about that yesterday about how many costumes were required for that one. And
that was a heavily costumed.
Yeah, and how we ever got it done, because there were a lot of can-can dresses to make.
Of can-can dresses.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to. I'm not going to ask you about particular songs.
Okay.
I'm not going to be that mean, but I would ask. Just going back to what Andy's talking about, you know, while you were performing it in high school and everything, because of the, I mean, I'm sitting here reading the list, and it's like you went from one end to the other on different shows and everything. What about actual shows, the actual show itself, just the performances and everything? Is there one in particular that stuck out more than anything? And even what you did at IU, I mean...
Well, the shows at the Red Barn, a couple of my favorite roles were, Ellie Mae and Tobacco Road. I don't know if you know that show,
mm-hmm.
but,
mm-hmm.
I spent all my time just kind of rolling around in the dirt.
I'm getting a little Abner vibe here.
Yeah, and eating raw turnips. but it was great because I would come in and I would kind of put baby oil on my skin and put my dress on and literally go roll around in the dirt before the show. And then when it was over, I could wad my dress up and throw it in the corner, and that was my costume. And then also Jackie in Hot L Baltimore was a good role. But I loved it all, mm-hmm. I, you know, whether I was assistant directing or working props or whatever. I learned so much at the barn. I literally grew up and matured there, and it taught me my work ethic, and it taught me that people are depending on me to carry my weight and to do the best you can every night, and that's really carried over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, very good. And again, this is going to be 6 to 9 this Saturday mm-hmm. at the Red Barn.
Mm-hmm. Can't
so
wait!
Looking for that,
I know we're excited. We can't wait to see you, and a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you and talking to you again.
Oh, I can't wait!
Yeah,
looking forward to it, Charlie. Thanks so much for jumping in with us on the air today on Party Line.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
See you later.
See you soon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She's a charmer.
She is.
She's a hoot.
She's like, yeah, a hoot is good.
She's just such a great gal.
So we're going to, again, take a very quick breather of a break. Mm-hmm. Andy, can you hang out?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back with Andy Slifer from the Red Barn as we talk about the summer theater series as Melissa Miller and I will continue the Party Line right here on WILO, your home for classic hits.
She's beautiful.
How'd you like to hook up with that?
Look at that.
Seriously, Dan? Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Honey, it's not what you think. Check out that TC trailer.
TC trailer, right.
Really? TC trailers are the best. Over 300 on the lot, and no one can compare to their parts selection or service. They have a full repair shop in-house.
Get in the truck, Dan.
Good luck, buddy. Visit tc-trailers.com, because if you're not pulling a TC trailer... you're not pulling your weight.
Looking forward to the official opening of Sapphire Bay with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and Frankfurt Community Pool Day on June 2nd at 10:30 in the morning. You're encouraged to enjoy a free community day at Sapphire Bay for a fun-filled day with no admission cost. The ribbon-cutting ceremony starts at 10:30 in the morning, followed by an open house until noon, and then Sapphire Bay will be available for open swimming from noon to 7 on June 2nd. Cindy Loveless from WILO will be on location filling you in about details from 11 to 1 as part of the Frankfurt Community Pool Day at Sapphire Bay.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
All right, it's 96.9, 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman and Melissa Miller on the party line this morning, and we're welcoming our guest, Andy Slifer from the Red Barn. We just finished talking to Charlie Davis, who's going to have a performance 6 to 9 o'clock this Saturday at the Red Barn. But that's not the only thing Andy is here to talk about. There are many, many other things. I think you've got a run of about three presentations you're going to be doing.
We have three shows this summer. I'll finish this Saturday because the Saturday is a two-part event, really. Mm-hmm. It's our kickoff, our summer kickoff. Again, everything is free. In the afternoon, from 2 to 5 or 5:30, we're having free wine tasting by the Black Hawk Winery, which is
sold me.
who provides our wine for our cellar for the summer. Mm-hmm. And also in the afternoon, we're going to have live music by Luna Worldcast, local performers that are very good. We've had mm-hmm. them at the barn before, and they're just a delight to have around. Some of the farmers market vendors are going to be there Saturday. We're going to have going to have some sweet treats. We're going to have some jams, jellies, veggies. Let's see, and Street Sweets, which are beautifully decorated sugar cookies. Mm-hmm. And Street Sweets. Tabs does really all different kinds of wonderful treats. We're going to have some personalized fabric and also some resin. Some hand-sewn garments. Those are the ones that I know of right now. So they'll be out there in the shade. So that's something else that you can take a look at. It's your chance to go behind the scenes at the barn. Mm-hmm. We'll have some kind of informal tours. You can go and look and see where you want to pick your seat if you want to. You can just look around the barn. Like I said, we've worked really hard lately on getting the grounds so that they're a place that you want to be. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to go to the barn. There's usually a breeze. There's trees to sit under. We have a fish pond that I'm going to get fish for this week. We've got a new stage for our musicians. We encourage people on the shows to come out early. You could have a picnic, bring your own picnic. Mm-hmm. So that's meet and greet the actors Saturday, and you can purchase and pick up tickets Saturday. Tickets go on sale. The box office opens tomorrow, June 1st.
So people can get them early.
They can get them early. Yeah, they're also available online.
They are online, and I'm gonna tell people right now because I bought my tickets this morning, mm-hmm. and they're going fast. Mm-hmm. So if you wanna get on there and you wanna get your tickets, you need to be doing it. And you can actually go in. There's an option on there. You can order tickets for best seating, or you can actually go on and pick your seats. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can go either way. But I noticed because I went on to pick my seats, and I noticed that the shows are selling out very quickly. Yeah. So
which is actually good. That's good.
That's a great thing.
It's
great. Yes.
Yeah, it's a happy thing. So.
That's what we want. So, but the actual box office will be open for phone calls and ticket sales as of tomorrow evening, and they open I think at 5 and usually closes, I don't know when the shows go on there, the box office I believe is open till 10. So anyway, and then the evening is with Charlie, and then that's Saturday, and that's kicking off. And like I said, we just want everybody to come out and check out the barn. It's just such a pleasant place to be. If you've never been there, this is your chance to go and see it. It's, as Charlie said, we had to scrape stuff off the walls the first year. I mean, because there were cows and animals in there. Yeah. So
a literal functioning
barn. And I live down the road from this barn, so it's always been a special place to me. It now has air conditioning. It has comfortable seating. It's just a wonderful place to see a theater, see mm-hmm. a show, mm-hmm. you know. You sit kind of in a semicircle, and there's not a bad seat in the house. Mm-hmm. So just really encourage you to come out if you've never been. If you've been before, come again. We're going to have three shows this year. It starts next Wednesday. It's the first show. Mm-hmm. That's June 7th, and that is See How They Run, a comedy. It's about a British, I think it's a British priest or pastor, and what happens in their in the home or the church surroundings. So it's a funny show, and we encourage everybody to come out for that one. It's just a lot of fun.
And I understand you're going to have an acoustic duo from Indianapolis preceding that show.
That's true.
Dad Jeans.
Dad Jeans, yes.
Indy's premier 80s light rock acoustic duo.
I love that.
Yeah.
They're great. They're two guys from Indy.
So you want to show up early?
Yes. Yes. An hour early. And we have music on the lawn on opening night and then every Friday and Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. So there's a different performer each time. But Dad Jeans are just great. They're a great band. They play all different kinds of things, and they are wonderful. So we're glad to have them for opening night.
Now, will all these shows have a precipitator like that?
Only on opening night and Friday and Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll be the first show, and I don't have my list of who all is going to be at all the shows. But then the second show is Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
And the opening act or the musical act for an hour before, it's from 6:15 to 7:15 are the performers. And the Boeing is the second show. It's about a Frenchman who has several women in his life who are stewardesses, and he has them arranged as their
flights.
Yeah. And that goes terribly wrong. So that
sounds like Charles Carroll.
Yeah, that's the second show, Boeing, which again is a comedy and a lot of fun.
And I understand it's going to be Jeffrey Bowen.
Jim City Drifters. Gerald Lyle, I'm sorry, I'm not speaking very well today, and Katie Kercheval, who is a Red Barn alumnus and mm-hmm. also from a Frankfurt native. So we're going to have some really good entertainment. The last show is the musical, and it's called Curtains, a Musical Whodunit. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be an interesting twist for everybody. So it's about theater, and Jeffrey Bowen is the person that will perform for an hour before the show. And like mm-hmm. I said, so come out early, bring your picnic if you want, just come out and sit and listen and enjoy it. That's on opening nights only, but on Friday and Saturday there also is music before. The shows are Wednesday, everything is 7:30 during the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Sunday is a matinee at 2:00.
Mm-hmm.
And the so then, like I said, the second show starts, Boeing starts the 28th of June, goes through July 1st. And then Curtains is the 6th through the 9th of July and the 12th through the 16th. So.
Now, I also understand that Goodwins and Archer Western are going to be providing some show-themed cookies as part of this.
Yes, they are. Goodwins and Archer Western are the sponsors for the opening night music, and also they have a snack on your way out. You can have mm-hmm. milk and cookies and
or water for the lactose intolerant,
right. So some beautiful cookies that are made by a gal, and I can't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Let's just call her Grandma.
There, okay, well.
Because Grandma's cookies are
always good. Always good, right. And Heather of Heather's Flowers, mm-hmm. The music on the lawn the other nights besides opening nights.
Mm-hmm.
She's the sponsor for those.
Mm-hmm.
We have some sponsors too that have helped us with the lawns. Roby's Bales in Michigan Town at
BCS.
BCS. And also Phillips Greenhouse. Bittersweet has helped provide some flowers and give a nod to Platinum Landscaping and mm-hmm. Doing It Wells. They're going to help us with some mulch this week. So we've got a lot of people that help sponsor, and that makes it all possible and makes it a great place to go to.
It's sounding like a really joyful season. And
yeah.
Even from what Melissa's saying about, you yeah. know, the tickets are starting to get hard to come by. So get on those post-haste.
That's
you
right.
said you think the box office opens around 5 o'clock tomorrow night?
Tomorrow evening, yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. Very good. Anything else we need to touch on for the Red Barn?
I don't think so. Just like I said, just come out and see us. It's if you've never been, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I encourage people to go. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It is at any age. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the age is. It's a good time.
And when I'm seeing all this about Black Hawk Winery and everything else, I'm thinking, you mean to tell me right now that we didn't have to drive all the way to Michigan, my wife and I, to celebrate this past? We could have just waited a few days.
You could have waited a few days. That's right.
I mean, we had a good time. And it was cool to get out of town, but it's like, well, you know, here's this thing right practically in our backyard here, and if you're not paying attention, mm-hmm. you know, you're gonna miss out.
Yes. Yeah. And Charlie Davis and Will also, they perform at a lot of wineries in the evening. That's one of the places that they perform.
Is that a side benefit? Do they get like a free glass or something?
I don't know about that. We'll have to ask her that.
I bet those lyrics are going to get really interesting in a minute.
Right, right. So anyway, well, thank you so much for allowing me to come.
Thank you for coming. And come anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. You're who?
Well, as you can see, I'm not a professional. I'm the volunteer out there.
You know what? If it was two professional, people would not pay attention.
Okay, well.
That's how I have a job in radio.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, I always enjoy coming. Everybody's always so nice. Thank you for having me.
Our doormat is always open for you at WIL.
All righty. Thank you.
Melissa, is there anything you're curious about?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good. Like I said, I got on this morning and got my tickets because I wanted to make sure as soon as my sister-in-law and I decided that we were going to go together, we're having a girls' night. And we're going to go see the musical.
And can we repeat the site to get tickets again, just for anybody who might have, do we?
It's yes. redbarntheater.net.
Yeah. So like in the commercial that you and I did.
Yeah.
Redbarntheater.net. Yep. I really had to tie those shoes up extra tight to hit those notes.
And the phone number is 765-659-1657.
All right. So. Frantic scribbler. She's going to say it again for you just to be on the safe side.
765-659-1657.
1657. You've got it. Mm-hmm. Andy, thanks again for coming in.
That's great. Thank you.
Andy Slifer of the Red Barn. Melissa, thank you again for being my doppelganger, my spirit twin on the other side of the board. Always good to have you.
Yeah, it's
a
good thing we have commercial breaks.
Yeah. You've got Linus with the blanket. I don't know which one of us is which, but I can't do this without her. That's going to do it for the Party Line today on 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. We are looking forward to having our show again tomorrow, and I believe, let's see, that is Thursday, June 1st, so I think we're going to have the Purdue Extension Office and or the Clinton County Fair Council as part of this tomorrow. So make sure you're tuned in for the Party Line right here, 8:30 to 9:30 on original broadcast, 5 o'clock and midnight repeats on WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller. You have a good rest of the day. Be careful out there. WILO.